Welcome to tonight's political forum on 1330 WFIN, WFIN.com, and now at 95.5 FM.
University of Findlay. Welcome to our Findlay Sheriff, our Hancock County Sheriff Candidate Forum. This evening's event is presented by WFIN Radio and UFTV and sponsored by Sink's Flower Shop. I'm Chris Oakes, host of Good Mornings on WFIN. I will serve as co-moderator for tonight's event, along with Dr. Diana Montague, Professor and Chair of Communications at the University of Findlay. Our participants this evening are the incumbent, Michael Heldman, and challengers, Tim Saltzman and Verl Warnemont. Dr. Montague and I have selected the questions for this evening's forum, and the candidates are not aware of what they will be asked this evening. Just a moment to set the ground rules, if you will, explain the format for tonight's forum. Each candidate will have 2 minutes for any prepared opening remarks. We'll follow that with our question and answer session. Most of the questions will be posed to all candidates generally, and each candidate will be allotted 2 minutes to answer. Follow-up questions may then be asked to individual candidates or to the group, and if a candidate wishes to respond to another candidate's answer for those follow-ups and rebuttals, we'll allow 60 seconds for that process for the individual candidates. And with respect to the timing, we will allow a candidate to finish a thought. We're not going to cut you off, but obviously we'll have to monitor for anyone taking advantage, which I hope will not be a problem. And then at the end of the forum, we'll allow another 2 minutes for any prepared closing statements. Before tonight's forum, we drew numbers to determine who would give the first opening statement, and Michael Heldman will give our first opening.
Good evening. I've had the honor of serving as your sheriff since 1997. You can read about my years of service on my website. I'd like to take a moment to talk about the major strides the Sheriff's Office has made in the past 4 years. Our partnership with the Metrics Drug Enforcement Unit has led to a record 248 open and closed cases in 2018. We expect similar results when 2019 numbers are reported. This past year, in partnership with the Hancock County Adamus Board, we conducted our fourth annual community educational event about the opioid drug crisis. We've continued to work with Hancock County Schools to expand our school resource officer program, striving to make Hancock County schools some of the safest in the state. We collaborated with the City of Findlay to upgrade our records management system, which has allowed the Findlay Police Department and the Sheriff's Office with more efficient information sharing. We recently added video visitation to modernize our correction facility, which enables visitations to be safer for those involved. It reduces the amount of staff needed and allows officers to perform their duties. And finally, we've expanded our community policing philosophy, which I started in 1999. And over the past 4 years, according to the Office of Criminal Justice Services, the statistics show violent crime is down 35%, property crime is down 17%, and burglary is down 16% in the county. These are just a handful of accomplishments my deputies have worked hard to achieve the past 4 years. I have a passion for this community, and I love what I do. I wake up every morning with the desire and energy to do what's best for the people of Hancock County. With your support, I will continue to bring that same passion and energy to this office for the next 4 years to provide you with the safety and security everyone deserves.
Thank you, Sheriff Heldman. Next to speak is challenger Verl Warnemont.
My name is Verl Warnemont. I'm excited and grateful to have the opportunity to become the next sheriff of Hancock County. I look forward to and welcome the challenges that the sheriff's office will face in the next 4 years. I have a strong work ethic, proven track record, and reputation for getting things done. Failure is not an option. I'm driven to succeed in anything that I do. The last 28 years in business has given me valuable experience in dealing with the management of personnel, finance, budget, and administration. My law enforcement experience and administrative abilities were most recently challenged at the Putnam County Sheriff's Office. As Chief Deputy to Sheriff Brian Seifker, I was very successful in the overall day-to-day operations of every aspect of the office. I intend to bring a positive change by way of a different perspective to the operations of the Hancock County Sheriff's Office. When I decided to run for sheriff, I made the decision to fund my own campaign so that I would owe no one any favors when I entered office. I set up a website with a donation tab that automatically is directed to a page with a list of local charities where I ask that you donate in lieu of any campaign donations. I believe at a county level, you should use your own success and your own funding to become an elected official of the people. This sends a statement to your commitment and dedication to the office and the citizens of the county. It's not about the title, the money, or the benefits. It's about service to the county. I stand by my statement that I will not allow outside influence to dictate the operations of my office. As your next sheriff, I will work for the citizens of Hancock County with a commitment to your best interests, safety, and security as my priority. As I have stated in the past, there will be no learning curve necessary. I have a plan, and I will initiate that plan. Thank you.
And finally, we'll hear from challenger Tim Saltzman.
Hi, my name is Tim Saltzman. I have 20 years in law enforcement from the federal government all the way down, 16 years here at Hancock County Sheriff's Office. I have worked in every aspect of the office, from corrections to resource officer, field training officer, road deputy, evidence manager, about everything I've had inside that office. So from day one as sheriff, I'll be ready to go. I want to bring fiscal responsibility. What does that mean? I want to have working administrators. As sheriff, I want to be a servant sheriff. I want to be out in the public. I want to work with the public from day one. I want to see what we can do better. My administration, I want them to go out as well. We need to see more and more individuals out on the road, working with the public, working with community business leaders. I want to see more engagement inside the correction facility. As sheriff, I feel my job as elected official is to do every job the sheriff is tasked to do, and that includes from handing an inmate a uniform to handling a crash on 224. I want to be able to be engaged and be able to do that with everybody that's working with me and for me. I want to bring cost-saving measures. That includes a different concept for the schools. Right now at Arcadia, I'm Director of Safety and Security at the schools, which is a cost-effective measure compared to a school resource officer. A union position at the Sheriff's Office that continuously will grow as a union position obtains raises. What I want to do in my plans as Sheriff is to bring ways of fiscal responsibility, ways to save money but produce more for the public and more for the public to be better protected. As sheriff, I want to protect the citizens of Hancock County. I want to protect your tax dollars, and I want to protect your constitutional rights, including the Second Amendment. Thank you, and I look forward to that opportunity.
Thank you, gentlemen, for your opening statements. Our first question this evening, Mr. Warneman, I'll ask you to answer first so we can kind of rotate who gets to answer questions first. What do you view as the specific issues that matter most to Hancock County families that the sheriff can address?
As far as the families of Hancock County, I'm going to lean towards school security and the security of their children. It is very important. It is a priority of mine. There's different ways that we can go about this. Currently, we have school resource officers. In Putnam County, we did not have school resource officers. We tend to be more specific in our education of our children. And I talked about this at the last forum, actually, where I think we need to go back on the school systems a little bit more to put a little more pressure on them as far as overall security. The sheriff's office can't be everywhere all the time. And the other thing is I've got a 5- and 10-year-old daughters myself that the last thing I want is inside a school for anybody to be throwing lead around, whether that's a certified peace officer or, you know, someone that does not belong there. I would recommend for the school systems to look into some metal detectors. I mean, if we're honest about it, and we take a look, just about every sporting event that you attend, whether it be a walleye game, mud hen game, whatever, you're walking through a metal detector. And I think that's something that the school systems need to take a look at. The NIJ has just recently stated that they approve a $4,000 to $5,000 machine that would be great for school systems. You look at that cost and say you need three. You know, what we got to do is we got to close down these multiple entrances to these schools. But even at three, $15,000, where you're looking at $50,000 for an armed security in the schools.
Thank you. Mr. Saltzman?
What we can do better, I believe, as sheriff, is just get more involved. What I want to do from, like I said, day one is get more involved, get my supervisors out, get myself out, be more engaged. You know, I saw the paper, Sheriff Ossolution said Saturday, a letter to the editor, and I commend Sheriff Hellman on all the state agencies that he's been involved in. But as sheriff, I believe it's time to bring back and serve the citizens of Hancock County. I want to get out. I want to be out and hear what people have to say and feel what they feel we can do better. And with my plan, instantly, if we can empower the schools and hire more school resource officers at the sheriff's office level with the funding the schools right now are receiving, and when I say school resource officers, I'm talking about security directors. I'm talking about empowering the schools to hire their own employee like we're doing right now at Arcadia. And by doing so, I can pull back the funding that right now is being spent. It's about $96,000 to $100,000 with salary and benefits to hire your own school resource officer in the sheriff's plan. If we can have options for the schools, a school like Van Loo can possibly hire somebody at a refraction of the cost, a retired law enforcement officer or military, and I can pull back that funding and put more units on the road without changing a dime in the budget. And that's how I feel we can do things better and protect better, just having more administrators out, reducing administrative overhead, including myself, and going out to the public and better serving with the tax dollars we currently have. And by doing so, on top of that, our schools now have their own employee, and they're able to dictate and control what they do and be able to utilize them in a salary level outside of the 8 to 4, 7 to 3, 7 to 3:30 work hours. And that, as my plan, is a way we can have more troops on the road without changing a dime of the budget.
Thank you. Sheriff Heldman, your notes on specific issues that matter most to Hancock County families.
Okay. As I look back over the years as sheriff, and we implemented the community policing program, and one of the things I've always said we need to protect the citizens of Hancock County and make sure they're safe and secure. Community policing is a way we can do that, and we've been doing that. Meeting with the public, going out and talking to people, finding out what the problems are in the rural areas, wherever the problem is, solving the problem. If we don't know what the problem is, you can't solve the problem. You can put people on the road, you can do all these things, but if we don't know what the real problem is, we can't solve that problem. We have to investigate, we have to talk and communicate. That is the biggest thing we need to do as deputies, and as the sheriff.
I want to ask about a couple of very specific issues which I know are probably on the minds of most citizens. First off, talk a little bit about the Sheriff's Department role in combating the opioid crisis. And for this, we'll start with Mr. Saltzman.
Right now, I think, again, is putting in more resources out in the public, working with our Adams boards, our mental health boards, working better with them. We've had this problem for so long, and we haven't really seen it get better. And it's time to try something new. Right now, the opiates are going down, but methamphetamine's going up. And we talked about the crime rate. The Uniform Crime Report in 2018, Hancock County alone had 27 violent offenses. With seven cleared, that means seven cleared cases. In 2017, 10 reported with 2 cleared. So violent crime is going up in Hancock County. And so as sheriff, we talk about these crises, and what are we doing to make it better? As sheriff, I want to get more engaged with the community corrections boards. I want to get more engaged with our corrections staff, administrators, and find out why they're in there, because right now the jail is the biggest rehab center we have in the state of Ohio. That's not acceptable. We need to find ways to make the individuals prideful, get them back to work. You know, I sit there and think about it. I'm a passionate person. And if you come out and you're released back into the environment that you came from, you're more likely to relapse. We need to find ways to rehabilitate, real rehabilitation. Put them to work. Find jobs that are more than just a minimum wage job, because let's face it, if you're back home and you have a minimum wage job and you find 10 tomorrow, I'm going to be, as a person, not as prideful than I would be if you gave me a job, even if making $3 or $4 more an hour, it's a little harder to obtain. And I want to instill that pride by working with agencies like New Life that are existing to try to find ways to bring back real rehabilitation instead of just locking them up, throwing away the key for 30 days, and putting them right back into society. That's not working. And as sheriff, I want to look at other alternatives. We've had that opportunity. Now it's time to change.
Sheriff Heldman.
The crisis we have in Hancock County, the opioids, as we know, have decreased. Opioid deaths have decreased. What we're seeing today is methamphetamine. What the drug of choice is going to be next week, next month, next year is anybody's guess. And we can work hard trying to solve all these problems. We have worked very closely with the Hancock County Cannabis Board and all the different county agencies. We've established various rehabilitation programs. Until the people that use drugs have in their mind they want to be clean, you can put all these people in front of all the different programs. If they don't want to be clean, they're not going to be clean. The courts do a great job with drug court and working with these people, and we see them every day, but they recidivate and they come back. And what type of programs is anybody's guess that will work? What may work for one may not work for the next one. We have to continue to work with these people. We're not going to arrest our way out of the drug problem. We have to educate the young people, starting with the school resource officers we have in the schools, educate the young kids, and keep going with that type of programming.
And Mr. Warnock.
Well, I agree with the sheriff as far as education. Education starts at home at a very young age. Educating our children to the dangers of drug use, and then following along with it as they enter school, all the way out through high school, and a brief reminder as they enter into college. The resurgence of methamphetamine is the biggest thing right now. This is one of the reasons that we have seen a drop in the opioid deaths, that in the accessibility to Narcan for public safety and the addicts as well. The cartel is actually manufacturing and selling methamphetamine now cheaper than what our locals could produce it here. We're not seeing those clandestine labs popping up, whether they be in the back of a van or in a shed out in the middle of the woods or whatever it may be. My approach would be a proactive approach, which would involve increased patrol, more road patrol deputies, rotating patrol patterns, drug interdiction teams, and increased canine operations. We utilized this in Putnam County and had great success. In 2018, our drug and alcohol arrests were up 200%. The sheriff mentioned Demetric Drug Task Force, and they do a wonderful job. In Putnam County, we had what was called the MAN unit, which is a multi-area narcotics unit. With the program that we introduced, we was able to recognize the individuals on the street and in the county, those that lived in the county, and those that were migrating to our county. And we would take that information, gather it together, and move forward and give it to the Drug Task Force.
Thank you. Our next question. Overcrowding in the Hancock County Jail has been a point of contention for years. Given the current fiscal constraints, what specific ideas do you have to alleviate jail crowding? Sheriff Haldeman?
Well, you go back to 1999, we recognized there was an overcrowding problem, and the county home closed, and the county commissioners worked to make beds available in the old county home for a rehabilitation center. That worked for a period of a couple of years. People didn't want to pay to stay there. The work release faded away. The city of Findlay took it over for a while. Eventually, that went away as well. Today, we're faced with this problem. It's been an ongoing problem for many years. The county commissioners have entered into an agreement with Martin and Associates. They are going to be giving us a report from a jail and justice study sometime in the next few weeks to a couple months that will give us an idea of what we need to deal with and what the county is going to have to face in the years to come. What that answer is today, nobody knows, and we will not know until that report is given and what recommendations the commissioners can live with and move forward with.
Thank you. Mr. Warneman?
Well, we both spoke of education. Unfortunately, the education part of this, you know, we're not going to reap the benefits of that for some 10 to 15 years. We've got to look into treatment, pre-release treatment. The problem's not going away. Those that want to continue to use the drugs and commit crimes, we're going to have to continue to deal with them. I think there's going to be no way around it as far as the overcrowding issue goes. As a county, we should prepare ourselves to some sort of expansion or new facility. The expansion will allow us to actually plan for the next 10, 20 years. You know, we can make this thing big enough. Right now, I think we've got I know we've got a 98-bed facility. We roughly average 105 inmates at a time, and we have another 10 to 15 that are located in other counties at a very high cost. So that's something that we need to look at, is expanding our facility and possibly making it large enough, like I say, for the next 10, 20 years, and also to be able to house other inmates from other counties and maybe return a little money back to the general fund.
Thank you. Mr. Saltzman?
Well, I agree. We're not going to be able to rest our way out of it. We have a problem that's been an ongoing problem since, like the sheriff said, 99. And it was about when I started working in the corrections facility nearly 20 years ago. It's an ongoing problem. So what do we do? Obviously, there's been 20 years of tries and opportunity, and we haven't succeeded. And what, as sheriff, I want to bring in programs. They say just a conversation, when we talk about opiate addiction, just a conversation from parents and maybe a role model reduces up to 50% of likelihood of that child ever become an opiate addict. Just a conversation. I want to bring back the education. I think we fail our youth, first and foremost. And that's the next generation. That's the next generation of our overpopulated crowd. So if we can start with education, then after that, working with, like I said, mental health and AMIS boards, and see if we can't curve and find ways to keep them out of facilities. Because if we build a 150-bed facility, it's 150-bed or 150% more of food service, medical costs, overtime for a deputy to go out and take them to the hospital. So we talk about sustainability. 15 to 20 million is what they're projected to cost for an expansion. If it's $500,000 a year for transport to other facilities, is that a good return? At our own homes, we say a 10-year payoff or less than 10 years for a good return in any type of project that we do. And I just don't feel at this time that's a good return. And if it is, if we need a facility, I would like to look at other agencies like Wyandotte County, Hardin County, the city of Findlay, and find ways to maybe do a multi-jurisdictional so we're not bleeding the tax dollars, the sales tax dollars of Hancock County residents and have to keep coming back and asking for more and more just to pay for it when we can share the burden with other agencies that have the exact same problem, because this is not a local problem. This is not just a state problem. This is a national problem. And as sheriff, I want to look at other agencies and see if we can do things better together.
Since at this point we're approaching our midway point of the hour, we're going to go ahead and take a brief break, and then we'll resume with our sheriff's forum here from the University of Findlay in just a couple of moments.
Your news authority is 1330 WFIN, and now at 95.5 FM.
Sharing has never meant as much as it does now. We share the things we love most in life for the world to see. But what if we could actually do more with our sharing than just collect likes? What if this sharing could be used to make a difference? Now there's a place where we can put all that sharing to good use. The National MS Society is asking people to make a difference and share what they love with someone else who loves it too. Whether it's surfing, dancing, or whatever is important to you, we've created a place that'll help you get your experience out to the world. If you have a story, share it. If you have a solution, share that too. Join us at wearestrongerthanms.org, because together, we are stronger.
This message from WFIN and 95.5 FM.
WFIN Radio News. We keep you in the know with the events of our community that affect you and your family. Whenever it happens, you can count on us to fill you in with the information you need. We'll also keep you up to date with all the latest from around the Buckeye State with the help of the Ohio News Network. And we cover the nation and the world with the resources of ABC News. The information you need around the clock from your news authority. 1330 WFIN, WFIN.com, and now at 95.5 FM.
It's the day's first look at the top stories every weekday morning. Hi, this is Gordon Deal, inviting you to join me for This Morning, America's First News. We get down to business weekday mornings at 5 on 1330 WFIN, WFIN.com, and now at 95.5 FM.
Your news authority is 1330 WFIN, and now at 95.5 FM.
Welcome back to the University of Findlay for tonight's Hancock County Sheriff Candidate Forum. Once again, our candidates, the incumbent Michael Heldman, challengers Tim Saltzman and Vera Warnemont, will continue our forum with the next question. The role of sheriff includes various aspects, not only of law enforcement, but also politics and public relations. What are the challenges in balancing these responsibilities? And for this, we'll start with Sheriff Heldman.
So repeat the question.
The role of the sheriff includes aspects of not only law enforcement, but also politics and public relations. What are the challenges in balancing those responsibilities?
Looking around at what you do as sheriff and dealing with day-to-day life, the politics involved in dealing with people, you learn over the years of experience that you have to be able to balance, whether it be county government, working with the city government, working with all the elected officials, the courts, whatever it may be, you have to work together. And if you don't have everyone working together as a well-oiled machine, things will not work. And that is something you have to strive for and work hard at as an elected official or as a sheriff. Things don't always come easy with that regard.
Mr. Saltzman?
Well, I totally agree. You have to work together. And that includes interoffice, engaging your deputies, your corrections officers, all employees inside the sheriff's office, and being just... When you build them up, when you're showing servant leadership, they're more likely to give you 110% because they believe in what you're doing. They believe they're a part of it. And I think you lead from the inside. As a leader, you strive when your team strives. And I think that's the first and foremost. And then after that, you branch out as sheriff. You branch out to all the community leaders and see what can we do fiscally to be better responsible, work together, reduce redundancy. There's a lot of things we are failing to do together. And I want to look at that as sheriff. I think that we can do a lot better when it comes to that stuff. You know, when it comes to back to being a servant, is being more engaged locally, is being participate more in the, in this case, the Republican Party, local events, being just a community servant that the public sees out and can go up to and talk to and be approachable. And I feel as sheriff, that is one of the key elements that I will bring to the office, that excitement. You know, getting in there with the kids, how cool would it be for a kid to see the sheriff come in and have lunch with them, you know, once or twice a month, visit a school? That's something I want to bring as sheriff. You know, work with the schools, and they see more of a visible presence of the sheriff himself. And just participate with all the community events, with the city of Findlay, with Macomb Police Department and the State Highway Patrol, and empower them as well and say, we're a team. We're in this together. And that's what I will bring as sheriff of Hancock County.
And Mr. Warnemont.
Could you repeat that question real quick?
The role of sheriff includes aspects not only of law enforcement, but also politics and public relations. What are the challenges in balancing those responsibilities?
Well, we get a question similar to that all the time as sheriff candidates. And one of the first things that people want to know is, what are you going to do as sheriff? What I ask that you understand is that being sheriff, there's such a wide array of responsibilities. Sheriff understands that. I believe that both candidates understand that, and I understand that from being second in command to the sheriff in Putnam County. As second in command, I was able to watch him and watch what he had to do day in and day out, attending just about. He felt like he had to attend every meeting that went on in the county, every event that went on in the county, during the day, in the evenings, on the weekends. It's just nonstop. It's all part of public relations. It's all part about bringing the community together, community involvement. The sheriff alluded to it earlier. You've got to get the community involved in your office for law enforcement to succeed. One man cannot do it at all. Community relationships, collaboration with other community leaders. We're thankful enough to have a very strong core group of community leaders here in Hancock County. And as your next sheriff, I would work with those community leaders all the while they're trying to draw more interest as far as industry and business into the area. You know, I would maintain an elite force within the sheriff's office so that they can continue to attract people that want to relocate here.
Thank you. An important attribute of strong leadership is clear communication with multiple audiences and often on a variety of platforms. Can you tell us about your personal communication style and why that approach to communication will either help you be an effective sheriff or why it has helped you be an effective sheriff? Mr. Warnemont, would you please go first?
My success in the past, actually I have a lot of years in business, so I'm used to dealing with personnel. Each and every one of those individuals, employees, you tend to deal with them individually and a little bit differently than the next person. My success has been actually empowering my employees to do the job that they're hired for. At the sheriff's office, that's what I did day one when I went in there. And I was looking into the eyes of deputies that had 20 plus years experience. I told them, listen, guys, I'm just here to direct traffic. You can continue to do the job that you know how to do. And I'll be your first line of defense when anything goes wrong. You won't have to see me until something does go wrong. I asked that they just continue to do their job, and that's what they did. You got to let go of any type of arrogance. You got to become one with your people to get your people to buy into what you're selling. That's the only way you're going to be successful. And that's what I did. I would go out. I would get what I had to get done in the first couple hours of the day, and then I would go out and I'd go on the road and I'd work with my road patrol deputies. I would show up. I would show up on scenes. I would show up on traffic stops. I would run drug interdiction with them. I still enjoy going out on the road and working. And I realize that sheriff, you're not going to have that kind of time. But there will be times when you can get out there and work with your people. And I think that shows them a great deal that you do care about them and you are there for them.
Thank you. Sheriff Feldman.
Communication, dealing with employees, dealing with employees, the best route is many times face-to-face, talk to your employees. We also have the chain of command, the chief deputy, the lieutenants, on down. There's ways of communicating. Many times today, when you communicate with employees, you rely upon email. There's a lot of times things get lost in emails or translation of it. You have to deal with many forms of communication. It's hard many times to reach the people, showing up and seeing them on the other shift face-to-face sometimes is the best way to do it. But you have to maintain and keep open your line of communication with anybody, whether it be the public, whether it be employees, or any government leaders.
Thank you. Mr. Saltzman?
Well, I totally agree. Teamwork. It's a key word, teamwork. Work together. Listen. It's another good word. You know, when you sit back and then you hear the issue, then you sit back and just listen to what they're really trying to say. What can we do better? You know, I always say if there's a problem, there has to be a solution. What is the solution? And it's got to have buy-in from everybody. It's just like crime prevention. Transparency is another word. The three D's in crime prevention: detect, deter, and delay. Well, first you have to have transparency to the public so they can keep their eyes open to see what is really going on. Because you have the community-oriented policing philosophy, which I firmly believe in, working with the public, finding ways to solve crime together. But you have to have all of those D's committed: deter, detect, and delay. But to be a leader, you have to sit back and listen. You have to find solutions. You have to have buy-in. And you have to hear and move forward from what you can and cannot do. Meaning, you know, you sit down and you hear a problem. Okay, what's the solution? Well, that might not be practical, but maybe it will be. And you have your administration sitting next to you and see what we can do better and what we can do different. That total engagement. You know, right now, there's a disconnect. A huge disconnect. As sheriff, I want to sit there and walk out to the floor and walk out to the deputies and see what we can do together to make things connected again. And as a leader, I think that you have to have that ability to listen to what really is the problem. And as sheriff, that's what I'm committed to do. And that includes with other local entities that have issues with what's going on and what we can solve and what we can do better. I want to be that listener. And I wanted to say, let's put down all egos, let's break down barriers, and let's work together.
I'd like to ask a follow-up on that question, and so for timing purposes, we'll consider this a follow-up with 60 seconds for each candidate. Talk about your communication skills with respect to communicating with the public and across various platforms and so on, your philosophy and how you would approach or how you do approach communicating issues involving the Sheriff's Department with the general public. And we'll start with Mr. Helton.
Of course you'd want me to call you. I think working with the local media is probably the best way to start. If there's a, whenever you look at something happening in the community, whether it be a disaster, the floods, or whatever we may have had over the past, you have to communicate when there's something going on. You know, Hancock County joined the city of Findlay with the Everbridge program. Now we can communicate different topics throughout the Everbridge system to everyone by their cell phone or their texting or whatever it may be, a form of communication. Going to the public, you can go to the media. We don't have local TV, so local TV may be Toledo. But we continue to work with that and work with the newspaper and the radio stations as we see fit.
Mr. Saltzman?
I think communication is key. Obviously, working with the media, working with radio stations, with the city of Findlay. First, you have to find out what that message is in the most diplomatic way. Working with your public information officers or who you delegate to that to be. Working with your community leaders before you give information, because we all know if you give too much information one way, then you could cause panic. And I think it's very important to really be collective before you release certain type of information. But complete transparency. We work for the public. We are servants to you. And so we need that leadership to be able to communicate with you and that transparency. So to me, that is the ultimate key, is to work with your media, work with all entities, and come and release that information and not hide anything, be completely transparent.
And Mr. Warnema.
Working with the media, that's a given. I found myself in the position as chief deputy as that guy that was out there all the time in the community talking to people. Whether it be I put together a church security program where I went and talked to like 17 different church groups, large denominations of churches. I was the guy that was in charge of the student ride-alongs. And the students that were going to be leaving high school and entering into law enforcement, whether it be criminal justice programs or the police academies. I found myself communicating a lot with multiple fire departments, and we've got the same thing here in Hancock County. I think having a good working relationship with the volunteer fire departments is huge.
Thank you. This will be our concluding question before we have closing statements. Over the past several years, concerns have been raised at various times about the number of active units on patrol during any given shift, the age of the vehicles, of the whole fleet, and various other similar expenditures which come down to a sizable chunk of a department budget. It's safe to assume these and similar issues will come up again in the future. So the question is, how would you prioritize these types of one or the other choices? Mr. Saltzman?
As we spoke before, back to servant, I as sheriff will be out with the public, be more engaged, less time in Columbus, more time in Hancock County, and so will my administrators. That's what I think we need to bring back to Hancock County. Just that in itself is going to put more units on the road. Then also, if we can empower the schools and pull back that funding with the crime prevention officer that's currently at the sheriff's office, there are more units that we can put back on the road. Right now, I believe we're administrative heavy, and a restructure is needed. You know, change is inevitable. Change is inevitable. So it's time to look at what we can do better as service to you, as sheriff to you, and work for you. And that is my goal, is to instantly put, day one, more units back in the road, see what we can do, less time, sitting on station or on the sheriff's office more time on the road? How can we restructure, be more engaged with the units, empower them, make them happier about working at the sheriff's office and less disgruntled employees? Same with corrections, more engagement, and see what we can do better. And as sheriff, I vow, day one, you will see that change and working with the community and more transparency. Thank you.
Mr. Warnemont, the question to you, how would you prioritize these types of one or the other choices?
Well, all three of us have ideas of what needs to happen at the sheriff's office. From the outside looking in, you know, I realize that I can only see so much. I have my own ideas as to what needs done. But until day one, when you walk inside that office and sit down and get a look at what the day-to-day operations is actually like, it's going to be tough. It's something that Tim talks about, change is inevitable. Change is, for the most part, good. When you walk into a sheriff's office, when you come with change, you got to come with change in little bits, in pieces, here and there. Change little things, minor things. You can't come into a sheriff's office and just throw the whole load at your employees, or you're going to have a mess on your hands. I've been through this. And what we did, we took baby steps, one thing at a time. We took our time, we sat back, watched the operation of the office, and then was able to surmise what, you know, how we would move forward. And there was some things that needed change. There was some staff that needed to go. I'm sure we are in Hancock County. We may be staff heavy in certain positions. That's where it's going to take a different perspective coming into the office, like I say, and sitting down and figuring out which route to take.
Thank you. And Sheriff Heldman, your thoughts on prioritizing one or the other choices?
When you talk about prioritizing, we do that every year. We've been looking at adding people to the road for the last 3 years that I can recall that we've asked for additional staffing when we go back each year for budgeting. And because of the corrections situation that we're in today, we spend an extra approximately $500,000 a year that is spent on outside housing. That cuts back the amount of money we have to add people or do things that we need to do. Unfortunately, the jail is the number one priority of a sheriff. And if you don't honor that, you can get in serious trouble. You can talk about putting all the people on the road you want, but you need to take care of the jail first. That is the first thing that is, by the Ohio Revised Code, that is the priority of the sheriff. You talk to the County Commissioners Association and the commissioners, patrol is the least. Unfortunately, that's what they tell us. Now, you have to work with the commissioners and build a relationship and work with them. You can get those things, but it takes time. It will take anywhere, adding additional staff on the road may take 3 to 4 years before you can get that one body when you work with the commissioners and do what you have to do to get there.
And with that, we will move on to our closing remarks. During the break, we drew numbers again to determine who would be first to make those closing remarks, the prepared closing statement. We begin with Mr. Saltzman.
You know, as the opening, it's back to fiscal responsibility. It's getting more units on the road. We've even heard it within the questions tonight that there is a need. There is a need to get more individuals back on the road. And I believe we have the resources. It's just utilizing them better. You know, we talk about working administrators. We talk about servants to the public. I want to restructure the administrative overhead. I want to look at better protecting our schools with a reduction of tax dollars by empowering the schools to have options. And if that's hiring a school resource officer, that's okay. I'll support that as sheriff. But you're going to have to pay a little bit more than $54,000 when it costs me over six figures for an individual. If it's hiring your own employee, I'll support that as well. And that could look anywhere, any number, whatever they decide to task onto that employee like we're doing right now at Arcadia. I encourage each and every one of you to see what we're doing because it's working. It's working. And as sheriff, I want to empower the schools, and that will bring back funding right from day one with better protection for our kids. It's back to I want to protect the public, I want to protect the tax dollars, and I want to protect the Bill of Rights and the Second Amendment. And as sheriff, I vow to do all those things. I want to be a better steward of our tax dollars. I want to work hard for each and every one of you every day, locally, to find ways to maximize what we can do without constantly coming back and asking for more. Every time gets tough, what can I do? Can I show you transparency? Can I show you what I've done as sheriff? Open the checkbook and say, I've done this, and this is where we're at, and make better decisions. When layoffs come, lay off non-essentials and work with it. Thank you, and I look forward to March 17th. Thank you.
Mr. Warnemont.
In general, the next sheriff of Hancock County has got their hands full for the next 4 years. There's no doubt. We've been talking about that all evening. Whether it be school security, whether it be the opioid methamphetamine problem, you know, when you got the cartel driving into northwest Ohio, it's going to be a continued battle. I would look forward to trying to get more road patrol out there, put our canine units to work, become information gatherers for our narcotics unit, do what we can to kind of curb the drug problem that we have. There's other things that we face. We're talking about school security. We're talking about church security. Mr. Saltzman even brought up the Second Amendment. That's something that's coming that we may have to deal with, you know, with the Senate Bill 221, SB 221, the Strong Ohio Bill that Governor DeWine has announced, and, you know, the red flag laws that come with that. They're not only the Second Amendment, but we're talking about the Fourth Amendment and the 14th Amendment. So these are things that we are going to have to be dealing with. And I'm more than ready to tackle any of these issues as they come along. But like I say, until I walk into office day one, I do have a plan in place, and I will initiate that plan. But for me to sit here and tell you what I'm going to tackle first, I wouldn't be being honest in doing that because there is such a wide array of issues that have got to be handled. Thank you very much.
And lastly, Sheriff Heldman.
Thank you. As I stated in my opening, I have a compassion for this community and the office of sheriff. If I didn't, I wouldn't be here today. The sheriff's office has grown over the past 24 years, and I have the desire to continue this to serve our community and oversee the growth. Being sheriff requires creative solutions to the challenges our community faces, and those answers don't come from working in a vacuum. It requires working together to find those solutions, and I believe that my experience and working relationships with our law enforcement and community agency will continue to protect the people of Hancock County over the next 4 years. It's easy as an outsider to make promises they cannot keep, make statements which have no basis in fact, and just say things about myself and the sheriff's office which are simply not factual. No one comes into the sheriff's office and immediately gets a bigger budget, more people, more road patrol, a bigger jail, and less overcrowding. These things take experience, time, money, and a whole lot of people working together. Being sheriff is not a part-time job. It's 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year, whether you're in uniform or not. If you get a call at 3 a.m. on a Saturday, you answer because you're the sheriff. If there's an emergency, you're out of town, you come home because you're the sheriff. Your workday doesn't end at 5 p.m., and your work week doesn't end on Friday. Being sheriff is a commitment you make to your family, to your staff, and your community, and it's a commitment I'm ready to continue to make for the next 4 years. There's still work to be done, and I'm ready and eager to do it. I'm asking for your support on vote on March 17th.
Thank you. And that concludes our Hancock County Sheriff Candidate Forum for this evening. We'd like to thank all of those who came to attend. What a great audience here at the Alumni Memorial Union. Also those who joined us on UFTV and on WFIN Radio. We'd also, of course, like to thank the candidates for taking part in tonight's forum. We'd like to thank UFTV and WFIN for providing the coverage. And as Sheriff Heldman mentioned, the primary election day is March 17th. Also, when I add 1 week from tonight, we will be back with our second forum featuring the candidates for Hancock County Commissioner. For Dr. Diana Montague, I'm Chris Oakes, wishing you good night from the University of Findlay.
Thanks for joining us for tonight's political forum. The preceding has been a special presentation of your news authority, 1330 WFIN, WFIN.com, and now at 95.5 FM.
WFIN Findlay, and now at 95.5 FM.